Good morning. It's Thursday, the 2nd of October. I'm Sasha Keir with today's news, sports and weather. Israeli forces have stopped 13 boats carrying foreign activists and aid bound for Gaza, but 30 boats are continuing to sail towards the Palestinian enclave. A video from the Israeli Foreign Ministry shows the most prominent of the flotilla's passengers, Swedish climate campaigner Greta Thunberg, sitting on a deck surrounded by soldiers. Organisers have denounced the raid as a war crime, while Turkey condemned it as an act of terror, and protests have erupted in Italy and Germany. In Luxembourg too, a demonstration is planned at lunchtime today outside the Foreign Ministry. Denmark is hosting the 7th European Political Community Summit with leaders from all 27 EU states and 20 non-EU countries today, including the UK's Keir Starmer and Ukraine. NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte is also attending. Yesterday, the Danish Prime Minister Mette Frederiksen urged Europe to step up its response to Russia's hybrid war as she hosted EU leaders for defence talks held under tight security following the mystery drone flights. Efforts to swiftly end the US government shutdown collapsed yesterday as Democrats in Congress went home without resolving a funding standoff with President Donald Trump, and the White House threatened public sector jobs. Moving to national news, the Luxembourg Air Rescue was in use yesterday for a spectacular rescue in Berdorf when a person had to be winched out following a climbing accident. The LAR, in collaboration with a specialist team from the CGDIS Rescue Services, reached the place where the climber had fallen, and the patient was quickly evacuated and taken to hospital. There's an 11-kilometre traffic jam in the direction of Luxembourg following an accident this morning which happened just after the Bettenburg Junction. The cause is an accident involving two cars at around 6 a.m. One lane is currently blocked. Consider using the emergency lane if you're stuck in traffic. For others, avoid the area if you can. And finally, this weekend's change of throne is of interest far beyond the borders of Luxembourg. So far, around 400 journalists, photographers and camera operators have registered to cover the event. RTL is the host broadcaster, engaging some 187 camera operators and technicians over the 3 days of celebrations. According to the head of production at RTL, Laurent Schiltz, it's one of the largest productions this year in Europe, with 137 cameras covering the events live and broadcasting the images worldwide from 6 transmission trucks. RTL is broadcasting the coronation live for 22 hours from Friday to Sunday. For more on these stories and for the latest news and updates, head to rtltoday.lu. Starting with football, and title holders Paris Saint-Germain came from behind to beat Barcelona 2-1 with a last-minute goal in the Champions League last night, while Manchester City had to settle for a 2-2 draw in Monaco. Elsewhere, there were comfortable wins for Arsenal, beating Olympiacos 2-0, and Newcastle beating Union Saint-Gilloise 4-0. Naples and Borussia Dortmund were among the other teams to claim victories on the second match day of the league phase. And in tennis, Jannik Sinner has won the 21st title of his career by thrashing American teenager Lerner Tien at the China Open. It's in the women's draw in Beijing. Emma Navarro stunned Poland's world number 2, Iga Świątek, 6-4, 4-6, 6-0, to reach the quarterfinals.
The weather is brought to you by Luga, open-air exhibition of urban gardens until the 18th of October. More info on luga.lu.
Today we'll get off to a foggy and cold start, clearing by late morning to leave a partly cloudy and dry day. Low morning temperatures are between 4 and 6 degrees, with a forecast afternoon high of 15 degrees.